own children. We've got to understand, in redeeming us, God has set us free from so much that was negative, that spoke of death, that spoke of slavery and bondage and sin. And he has given us access to so much that is positive, so much that is life-giving, so much that speaks of his spirit in us. So what's your response? What's my response? If we acknowledge that we were slaves to sin, we were separated from God, and God paid the ransom price for our freedom through the blood of his son. If we realize that we've been set free from so much garbage and have access to so much that God has for us, what is our response to this news? What difference does it make to us today? A few things I want to quickly outline. First one is this, but I believe when we understand how awesome our redemption is, we should live in the power of it. We've got to live in the power of our redemption. You see, as I said, Jesus set us free from slavery and bondage to sin. Imagine how crazy it would be if you set somebody free from slavery and later on that week you found out that they'd gone back to being a slave again. Imagine if you paid the ransom price for somebody who was maybe in modern day slavery. You paid the price and they were set free and you find out later that month or later that year that they've gone back to slavery. Yet how often is this true for us spiritually, that we have been set free from slavery to sin and yet we return to it feeling powerless over sin and the empty life it brings? Redemption speaks over your life today. You are forgiven. You are ransomed. You are free to live a life that glorifies God. Now, why is it important we know this? Because when the enemy comes, even this coming week, when the enemy comes and knocks at the door of your life with temptation, when he says, have another conversation with that colleague at work that you're flirting with that your spouse doesn't know about. When the enemy comes with temptation and says, it's April, you can just mess around on your tax returns. Nobody will ever know. What's the chances of you actually being contacted? When the enemy comes with temptation in various different forms, when the enemy comes with condemnation about what you've been doing, when the enemy comes with a lie as to who you are, we can point to the blood of Jesus that is our redemption and say, we are no longer slaves to sin. We can live in the past. Power of our redemption. Another correct response, I believe, is this, that if we know that we've been ransomed by Jesus, if we know that we've been set free from him and would be lost without him, if we know that our performance and our good works and all the stuff we try to do for God was never enough to save us, then let's not now begin to make it about works instead of about Jesus. See, so often we know we're empty, we have nothing to offer, and when we come to that moment of salvation, we understand it's all about Jesus. But how quickly can we make our disciple journey about how many verses I can read today, how much time I can spend in prayer today, how many times I can go to church this month? And don't mishear me, those things are so important to our relationship with God. Those things are so key to our discipleship journey. But those things don't make us right before God any more than it did at the moment of salvation. Galatians 2 verse 21, Paul says, I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. Let's make sure we're keeping our eyes on Jesus, focused on him and what he has done. And the third response is this, we carry a message of redemption and reconciliation, and God wants us to share it. Psalm 107 verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. But another translation says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. You know, Gerard said earlier about the stories that we encountered this past week. You have a story to share. And you don't have to be the most eloquent speaker. You don't need to have a microphone and stand on a stage. You don't need to have gone to Bible school in order to know all the ins and outs of theology. You just need to share your story of what Jesus has done for you and how he has set you free. In your own way, through your own personality, you have a story to share. Let's be people who tell our story of redemption. Okay, let's wrap this up. Helen, you can come up. We're going to pray as we close in a moment. We were in slavery to sin. See, maybe you just thought, oh, I was a slightly bad person. No, the Bible makes it clear. You were dead in your sins. You were a slave to sin. And our ultimate destination was death and separation from God. But as we've been reminded of today, Jesus came as our ransom payment. That's why We want to honor Jesus. We want to worship him. We want to see him for who he is, because it was not cheap for him to die. It was not empty for him to die. God sent his son to pay the ransom price for our sin. And for those of us who have placed our faith in him, we are, as we learned last week, forgiven, totally forgiven, and we are totally redeemed back to God. Titus 2, 11 to 14. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Do you know, heaven is going to be filled with men and women who walk around saying, I was a slave, but I've been set free. It's going to be full of people who have been ransomed, forgiven, set free, redeemed. I love the book of Revelation, because in Revelation 5 verse 9, it gives us a snapshot of that. Listen to this. It says, and they sang a new song to Jesus with these words. You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. Now listen to this. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe, every language, every people group, and every nation. You know, this morning as Family Church, we represent different nations, different people groups, different backgrounds, different tribes, different languages. And yet all of us, as the body of Christ, have this in common, that we were ransomed, healed, restored, delivered. We've been forgiven. But it cost for what life of his one and only son. Let's pray this morning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We come before you at the end of our gathering this morning, and we feel like we have no words that sum up our gratitude, but we just say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. Thank you for dying for us. Lord, we thank you for your blood that was the payment for our redemption. Let us never take it cheaply. Let us never not realize how much it cost you. But let us live, not as slaves to sin, but as people who have been set free to live a life of righteousness, holy, set apart, called to live for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you that this word will just take a deep root, and so the Holy Spirit will remind us of it, even this coming week, when there may be moments in our days where temptation knocks at the door of our life, where condemnation comes in, where lies are spoken over us, or the enemy tries to direct those lies to us. And Father, I thank you that we will take hold of your truth that says that we have been redeemed. Lord, I thank you for opportunities this coming week that in our own natural ways, without a microphone, without a soapbox, we just speak the message of redemption to those that we come into contact with. Lord, we want to be people who tell our story. We want to be people who say so to our community, to our neighbors, to our colleagues, to our family, to our loved ones. And Lord, I thank you that as we share a message of redemption as ambassadors of Christ, carrying a message of reconciliation, that we will see people drawn to you. Father, we just speak blessing over each and every single household this morning until we meet again. In your precious name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Have a blessed week.